This is N5AOW, Night Control for Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Moonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, November 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a night controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Did a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still hasn't done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvilleark.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5ALW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening.
2AIT, good evening.
KC2NBU.
WA2U.
Okay, we've got four. Nice group for a check-in. We'll start at the top with George, N2PFM.
Well, good evening, everybody. On that, got a temperature of 37 degrees. That's the low for the 24-hour period. The high was 52, which was early this morning. And, let's see what we've got here. We had some rain last night in the row, and, today we have sun on and off. We didn't have any really bright sunshine for any length of time. I guess it's gonna rain a day or two now, from what they're saying, but who knows, they were predicting rain before and we had sunshine, so who knows what might likely happen there. Got the yard clean, fairly well cleaned up anyway. Got the summer implements all the way in the big shed for the winter, and the snowblowers, and such as roof rakes, chimney brush, and all that, all set and ready to go. Running fine and all. Just gonna winterize the tractors and the wood splitter tomorrow, and that'll be it. So with that, we'll take our breath, 73, and to PFM clear.
Okay, George. Sounds like you had a busy day and you had about the same temperature we had here. Pretty much ranged in that area, I guess, throughout the, I guess, part of the mountains and over by you guys. All right, well, I think next one in line, KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing?
Hi, good evening. It's KD2AIT. We're up here at camp. Came racing to get back here. I was down at my cousin's camp and we were talking and I realized it was almost that time, so I tried to get back up here in time and glad I did. I don't know how much going on. I'm doing some hunting here for a couple days and hoping to get lucky. So we'll turn it back here to the net. It's KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I'm glad you're getting a little R&R time at camp again. Maybe the hunting will work out a little bit better and weather might be more favorable. I know it started out here a little bit on the sunny side and then rapidly changed to the clouds, but it wasn't a bad day overall. All right, we'll turn it back to Ray, KC2NBU.
So we've got 33 degrees up on the hill here. Yeah, same old work, getting ready for the potential snow this weekend. We got the camper covered up with the tarp and mower. We took the mower out and one last time and went all over top of all the leaves and mulched them up real good so they'll either blow away or settle in. And I won't have to deal with those in the springtime. And so we're got a load of wood in, and if it keeps dropping like this, I'm thinking I'm going to put a fire tonight.
Okay, sounds like it's going to get cooler anyway, Ray, whether we like it or not. You got the same idea in mind. I'm going to do get out with a mower and run over what's left of mulch. Okay, Dan, how are you doing today?
Yeah, very good, very good. Well, we got our roof all done today. So with that's all done, I'll put on new steel on, and so that's completed, and so now, and we got the campers put away, or my camper, my son's camper, got them all parked where we want for the winter, and so got the driveway cleaned out so we can use it if we. So if winter comes around the corner, we got a place to put snow and not have all that stuff in the way. So, anyways, we got about 38 degrees at the present time and had a high of 56 today and a low last night overnight, 37. And it turned out to be a pretty nice day today. It wasn't as nice as yesterday, but anyways, it did, the clouds went away there for a while and a nice sunny afternoon to finish up our job there, and so tomorrow I gotta hook onto the trailer that we water the trailer, put all the old shingles and stuff in, take them to the landfill tomorrow, so that's where our intentions are, and then return the trailer to its owner that we borrowed here a couple weeks ago, so very good. So everyone have a good evening there. With lots of that and a good day tomorrow. I'll talk to you all later. And to a white kill Clara.
Okay, John. Yeah, it sounds like you're like a lot of us trying to get the preparation done before the major part of the winter starts to fall on us, and it's one of those things you're always working, try to keep ahead of it. I get a lot of work done early, and I still find I've got quite a bit to do myself yet, but little odds and ends and a little out of time, you get it done. So you take it one day at a time, and today was another pretty decent day. We didn't have all the sunshine that I thought we were going to have when it started this morning, but this afternoon did clear up and got sunny. Got to be pretty nice, and the wind was a little stout up this way, but still a good day. So, well, with 73, glad you checked in this evening. Just make another call, see if anyone else care to check in. This is N5A, pardon me, N5ALW, looking for check-ins.
KV2's at SV.
ZSV. Tim, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, not too bad. I'm just down here playing in the radio room. My wife is up watching TV. Her and my daughter took off for the day, so me and the dogs kind of hung around a little bit in the house and messed around on the computer, and I looked up at the clock, and it was already 4 in the afternoon. You don't realize how much time you take when you get fooling around on that computer. Everybody have a good night there. Maybe we'll catch it tomorrow night.
Okay, Tim. Yeah, I know exactly where you're at with that. I do that sometimes when I go in to look up something simple, and I figure I'm going to be about 5 or 10 minutes, and it turns out to be an hour and a half later. It goes real quick, and find myself losing track of time a lot with that. All right, very good. Well, thank you for checking in. Yeah, 73 to you and your family also. Okay, we'll make another call, see if anyone else got to check in. This is N5AOW.
Contact.
Is there another check-in out there? I didn't get all of it.
Yeah, Bill, it's WAT. I said contact. I was just kind of curious where Tim was located. He sounds real strong on the input.
I'll be located on, well, it's off Wheelertown Road. It's called Silverstone Estate.
Yeah, well, I have to go over to Simplex sometime and chat. You're up there where Bruce Clark lives.
Yeah, roger, just up the road from him.
Okay, I don't know when you want to go Simplex, but I'd like to chat with you sometime, WATU.
Okay, maybe sometime we can get together there.
Okay, yep, I'm right over here on South Ball Road, right off in Wheelertown. Thank you. Name here is John. Thanks, Bill, WATU.
Okay, guys. Good. Well, thank everyone for checking in so far. We'll make a final call and see if anyone else cares to check in. This is Empire of AOW, looking for check-in. Well, I worked on a few things myself today. Since it didn't rain, it did a little bit outside. Did some down in the garage, and well, it seems like I'm living down there lately. But I'm getting as much done as I can. If it's not organizing, it's trying to get things pretty well covered for the winter. And yet I still have to change the tires on the truck and on the car for winter. But I'll get to it, a little at a time, one tire at a time. One of those things you just never seem to get ahead of, but working out real good. A little at a time, but I'll get it done. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2AIT, the comment.
Okay, Jeff. KD2AIT.
Well, actually, a query. I was just wondering what your temperature is there, Bill. We have 34 up here at camp.
Let me have a quick look and I'll let you know, Jack.
Jeff, we have 32 over here, WATU. Last time I looked, it was about 15 minutes ago. WATU.
All right. I've got 32 also here, and it's pretty close. It's just 32 flat, no decimal after it, so I would imagine it's still on its way down, Jeff.
Roger that. All right, thanks. KD2AAT.
Okay, everyone. Thank you for checking in. George, Jeff, Ray, John, Dan, and Tim. 7-3 to all. I hope everyone has a fine evening. This is at N5AOW Clear.
Belk is still there, WAQ. What radio are you on? It sounds interesting. I was just kind of curious what frequency. It sounds off on my radio. I know it's a different. I'm just curious.
I'm on Kenwood. Let's see. Which? Okay, it's... well, I don't know the number of it. It's an older rig. It's a Kenwood Digital.
Okay, you just sound a KC or two off. It's probably just my radio here, but I was just curious. I've never heard that before. It just sounded different to me tonight, so. Oh, well. That's what happens, you know. WATU.
Okay, John. Maybe there is a problem with it. I hope not, but yeah, it could be conditions or it could be something a little bit different on the repeater on the incoming side. I don't know, but... yeah, I hope it's all right. It's an old rig, and it's subject to its idiosyncrasies, I guess. I've got a newer one here, but I've got, pardon me, I've got that one set with a local dispatch, what the heck can I call it, central control, where I can pick up calls with the fire department, so that works out pretty good. I'll use that from time to time. Thank you.
news. KA2 Zones on 300 County. Send me an emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations can now, please.
Says KD2AIT. Good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
This is NTWBX, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. KD2AIT, hello, Jeff. KC2NDU, hello Ray. N2WBX, hello Dennis. Thank you all for checking in tonight, much appreciated. And other stations for action. Okay, very good. Got KJ2Q, hello, John. And N2MQP, hello, Kilo. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. Anyone else? Thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day, I'm out. KA2 Zones, I'm out.